T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That's right. The drive is live. There you go. There you go, Tyler. Tyler has already got himself started. Tyler was here at Tom's Watch Bar. Hell, he got here before I did.
Was he here today?
Oh, yeah. Tyler was here. Yeah, oh, he didn't just let wifey come up here by herself. He was here hanging out a bit and having himself a good time, and as you should. And I know some people are going to start fouling in and going towards Minute Maid who have tickets to the game today, and we understand that. But if you don't, come on down and hang out with us. I believe 47 TVs in here. 47 TVs in here, maybe 50, 60. I don't know. There's TVs everywhere. All right, if you're sitting outside like this beautiful young lady right here, or if you're inside or in any corner of the spot, you can see the TV and you can watch this anywhere. So come on out, hang out. We are here live at Tom's Watch Bar. It's right next to House of Blues downtown. Come hang out. Have a good time. Man, it's opening day. I know it's Tyler's, one of Tyler's favorites. It's one of your favorites. I love opening day. It's a beautiful day too, man.
That you hit the nail on the head right there. Not only is it opening day, but we couldn't have asked for better weather. And you got the Yankees.
I got a message for those Yankee turds.
Yes, okay. Tyler, you always do. And the stroke of bad luck that the Astros have had in terms of injuries. Yeah, you take out JV. I would prefer JV being on the bump today, but you do have Framber Valdez, a guy that has been, his name has been thrown around as an ace a time or two in the last couple of years, and so you've got an answer. So you couldn't ask for anything better, man. This is absolutely beautiful. And this Tom's Watch Bar spot, once again, I said it last time we were here, this place is absolutely tremendous.
It is.
I mean,
man.
You want to know the difference between a sports bar, a regular bar, and a watch bar? Come on down to Tom's. Check it out. Like Ron said, it don't matter where you're at. Don't matter what shoulder you're looking over. Doesn't matter what seat you're at any given table or bar space. You got a clear view. And, Ron, look here. They're streaming us up there. Hey, Tyler.
I see that.
Hell of an idea, Tyler.
Give it to Tyler.
Hell of an idea, Tyler.
Miller, what a great idea.
This is what the hell I'm talking about.
This is
about,
why
man.
He's the second best producer in all of Afternoon Drive, not in Los Angeles, in New York.
Boy, you've come a long way, Tyler. And this bride is up here spending bread. I mean, he's got great ideas. He's got us on the big screen.
Her whole job up here.
Shout out to them, man.
I mean, are you kidding me? What an idea, man.
Well, it is. It is. So you can come and check us out. See us as we are live here at Tom's Watch Bar. I don't know the answer to this. I hope I'm not annoyed. Tyler, do you know this? Clint, do you know this? Is the roof open today?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm gonna bet not.
Why not? Why? It is 76 degrees. Why is the roof not open?
All the things we got to talk about today, and you worried about that damn roof?
This feels like a beautiful day to have it open. I didn't know if it would be. Tyler, do you know?
Is the roof open like that?
I mean, I don't know for sure, but I would highly doubt it.
It's not open?
I got it on good authority. It's not open.
I would think this would be the day, baby. This would be the day to roll out there. I mean, it's going to be beautiful. But, I mean, as you said, man, I was just thinking about that when you said we couldn't have got better weather, couldn't have got a better day. I'm looking at it right now, 76.
Hey, well, look, if you want to get a little of that vitamin D, I'm talking about sun. Everybody
it ain't
relax.
Me. You know it ain't me who you got to worry about.
He's on down here at Tom's Watch Bar. They got a couple
D
tables out here on the patio. And you can sit out there and you can bathe a bit before you go to the before you go check out the Strohs.
That's right. That's right. But like we said, man, opening day will be here till 6 o'clock. And as I said, if you're not going to the game, you're downtown anywhere, you want to come hang out amongst Houstonians, Astros fans, come on out here, watch the game, and order some good food and drinks. As
I went with spinach dip and the old crispy chicken club.
I see that. I see that. Looks good.
Looks good. I mean, it looks good. I mean, presentation is on point.
I had the fish tacos. Pretty solid.
I had queso and a burger.
Yeah, pretty good. Did you have queso and a burger?
The queso is tremendous.
Yeah, you're like me, Tyler. You get down with that queso.
Tyler, I'm going to be honest with you. Bree behind the bar over here is taking great care of us. Well, let me clean that up. She took great care of In the Loop. Now, I'm assuming she'll do the same for us.
She better.
But I asked her what she recommended, what's the most popular item on the menu is, and she may or may not have said tenders. And you went burger, huh?
Hey, man, I didn't know.
Those tenders.
Are they buffalo
tenders?
Burgers.
I didn't ask for details. I just, when anytime I hear the word tender, I think of Tyler.
Well, it sounds like I'm going to have to circle back and get some tenders after the show.
I didn't think of Tyler when I thought of tenders.
There was a time in my life when I heard young tender.
Oh, this guy came in with an Aaron Judge jersey. Look at him. Boo. That's what I'm talking about. There you go, man. That's some party.
Everybody now. Boo.
Nobody's following you, Tyler. But
I ain't gonna lie. If I'd have been driving something more than an electric vehicle on the way in, I'd have tried to clip me a couple of Yankee fans on the way in.
No one should give an F about Aaron Judge.
I'd have tried to clip him with the mirror. I think it was a pretty heavy set, old boy. I think he'd have ruined my mirror if I'd done that.
Yeah, he'd probably take it.
It would have hurt like hell, though.
Yeah, you would have got.
I'd have got my point across.
Listen, we're gonna get to the Astros here as we get you ready as they get going here in about an hour. Or so we'll talk about that. I do want to get to him, but I do want to give a quick shout out in this opening segment to the Houston Rockets last night.
Come on,
that,
man!
That was
entertain me, please.
I was in a pace. Like they had, I was standing and pacing. Like I was really into that. That fourth quarter and overtime, they had me. Jalen Green, spectacular. Jabari Smith hit two of the biggest shots of his life. Amen Thompson. Udoka, you could see the fight in that. That was huge as they stay one game behind the Warriors.
Dylan Brooks hit
big
a couple of clutch
Brooks
down
yeah,
the stretch
he had 20
there,
last
man.
Night.
Yeah, that was entertaining, man. I mean, I'm at a point where, I flip them on more times than not because we're gonna break a little bread about the Rockets, what they did the night before and this run. And last night I flipped them on and I've been as entertained. I was as entertained last night as I've been entertained by basketball in a long time, Ron. That was fun to watch. Now.
Yeah, it was.
I'm with you. I thought Jalen Green was going to end that thing in regulation.
He tried.
He got to the rim.
He wanted it.
Come on, man.
He was making great decisions throughout the game, and then just making shots and plays where it's like. You can't teach that, and that's the part where you hang on, and you just like things you can't teach.
The best part for me, just as a casual Rockets fan, look, you may have seen it before, Ron B. Scott, who's at every game, may have seen it before. The best part for me was when the game was over, to see several veterans look for Jalen Green, to see Jalen Green let his hair down a little bit, have some fun, and those guys clearly be supporting him and be happy for him. That was fun to watch, man.
Yeah, it was. It was. So the Rockets, as they win their 10th straight against the 2 seed, I believe, in the Western Conference right now, they get themselves a game within the Warriors.
I'll be honest,
for that 10th spot.
You and B. Scott cost me some money. They were getting 4.5. I was fixing to put a little money on
that.
I'll let y'all talk me out of it. Tyler, tell me I'm lying, Tyler.
You're the one.
What were you betting on?
He was thinking about
the Rockets, plus 4.5. You don't remember that conversation we had yesterday?
No, I remember. I remember.
And Ron and B. Scott talked me out of it.
I just said, made
me feel like
I told you. I said, Shai Gilgeous is out.
I hate to tell
you this.
You
did. It's fair. Fair.
I said,
but I wasn't
comfortable rolling with it.
I had to tell you this. I bet on it.
Did you?
I did.
Good for you. Good for you.
Wow. Good for you. There you go. All right. As the Astros get going here in about an hour or so, opening day here, as the Yankees are in town, Clint, I'm looking at this team, and the Astros, I said this to you guys earlier, I said they have They have a chance to have a really special season because they have all of these extra intangibles, these extra things going for them that a team that has done what the Astros have done normally don't have for them. This has been the gold standard of baseball the last 5 to 10 years. The Astros are the best organization when it comes to winning and what they've done and what they've accomplished. We all know what they've done over the past 6, 7, 8 years. But even within that, a team, and many of the core who has been a part of this, a team that's been to World Series, a team that's won multiple championships, a team that's been to 7 straight American League Championship Series, a team that's won the division repeatedly, that has team success, that has, you know, personal success. Usually a team like that doesn't have a bunch of motivating factors for them. But if you look at this team, how they lost, who won the championship, who they lost to, guys that kind of had some down years that you would look and hope to bounce back, I think you can look at almost every single player and look and say, they got something to prove. Not to mention just the team. You got a new manager. What is he going to do? Kyle Tucker, God knows he's got something to prove after that postseason. Framber Valdez just completely fell apart. He's got something to prove. Christian Javier after his season. Yordan, can you stay healthy for a chance? Bregman, this is a contract year. What are you going to do? Pena, can you bounce back? Yiner, what are you going to do as a full-time catcher? This is a group that has won as much as any group has won in all of sports here lately. But somehow they have so many motivating factors where they don't seem like a team that's just one-all. They seem like a team that's chasing, and it's crazy with how successful they've been. I think that could really help because there's going to be a certain level of focus for these guys that you generally don't see with teams that have been successful as them.
I mean, the teams that they're typically mentioned with are teams that have opened a checkbook and gone out there and tried to buy a championship.
Yep.
And when you go out there and you try to buy a championship and it doesn't work out, nobody cares that you got hurt. Nobody cares that you're young. Nobody cares that the 4 or 5 years before you swung the bat well, but last year you didn't. I mean, this it's just a different vibe around this team and in this city with the Houston Astros, and I think it has a lot to do with how they're built. And to your point, you got several unproven guys that are filling some pretty big shoes and. You got their ability to sustain success, even though it really was a rough run in the playoffs last year. It's got to be a motivation factor this year. So, yeah, man, you're right. I've never thought about it like that, but you're spot on with that. I mean, everybody you mentioned's got to – they should be a little bit more motivated.
Abreu after his year last year, you know what I mean? Because, you know, next year it's – like you're looking at in the NBA, it's hard for the Denver Nuggets to get themselves juiced up for the regular season. Like, they're probably just waiting for the playoffs. It's going to be hard for the Chiefs to really, like, just say, all right, hey, guys, let's really care about this regular season. Let's just get to the The Astros, they are as motivated as any team in baseball. Yeah. And they have won more than anybody, which is
seven times.
That's right. It's crazy because you, in your mind, you've talked about this, and I know you feel this way, that this season, there's a lot that goes down, but this season comes down to a couple of major factors on either side, young players, older players, because they have so many guys we mentioned that are motivated. But it seems like you have a feel that this is really going to be about a couple of group of players.
Well, I mean, we just talked a lot about injuries, man, and rightfully so. I'm not saying we shouldn't. We've just talked a lot about injuries. We've talked a lot about the stars, and really, man, I think this thing boils down to, and I'm talking about over the entire season.
Yeah, the course of the season.
You know, we're going to look back, and this thing is going to be about two veterans, and two youngsters. And you mentioned the majority of them in that last bit there, but Jose Abreu at first base was awful last year.
Until the end, yeah.
He was awful last year. He's got to be better. And Montero, Rafael Montero, he has got to be better. Those are the two guys right now that, to start the season, the expectations are through the roof. If they even get remotely close to meeting those expectations, the Astros are going to be a significantly better baseball team.
And we know what they're capable of.
Yes.
Because those are guys that both
Absolutely.
You decided to pay in the offseason last year.
You paid them money. They failed miserably at big picture. And if those guys get back to get close to meeting the expectations. Get close to meeting what you've done in the past, and the Astros are a significantly better ball club. And then the two youngsters to me is Yainer Diaz behind the plate, obviously, and Jake Meyers in center field. If those two guys, and I'm going to use, if they just work out, whatever that means, if it's they flirt with 250 at the plate or 240, whatever the numbers are, and the power numbers for Diaz, if they just work out to where you go, yeah, we're not talking about replacing these guys at the All-Star break. And obviously we're not going to do that with Yainer Diaz, but the point, you get the point. Like if the conversation at the All-Star break isn't about, boy, Yainer's killing us, boy, Jake Meyers is really
They're
stumbling
holes
through the
either
first,
way.
Like, those two guys, if they just meet, forget exceeding, if they just meet expectations, along with those two veterans I just mentioned, man, this ball club is going to be significantly better, man.
All right, opening day, continue with us here as we're live here from Tom's Watch Bar. Let's let Clint get a couple of bites in. I know he's a little hungry. He want to get a little bite in. Let's let him get a little bite in. And you come on down, grab you a little bite of food, get you something to drink as we get you ready for the Astros and the Yankees coming up. And there is some news, not only with the Astros but with the Yankees. Some news that you want to hear. Big news. We'll discuss that coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's opening day, H-Town.
Live from Tom's Watch Bar downtown.
Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as we're getting you prepared and ready for opening day. The Houston Astros are going to host the New York Yankees. And by the way, Gerrit Cole, he has been placed on the 60-day IL.
Aw. Poor guy.
See there?
God, man.
The wrong one.
God. You
just hate to hear it, don't you?
Stop, man, stop. Why are you doing it like that?
Did we hear this from Garrett or his representative?
They placed Lance on a 60-day IL too. I feel like you're not responding.
Well, no, that actually is sad.
I mean, you stood up.
That actually is sad.
You stood up in your chair and clapped for Gerrit Cole many a time. I mean, he's moved you emotionally many a time, and now you're going to talk about him like that?
About celebrated when he saw it. I was here when he got it. Is this new?
I hope you know that speaks volumes for the kind of man you are.
Sorry, when you shave your face like a woman and you wear pinstripes, I got no love for you.
Whoa, everybody doesn't run around like a lumberjack. Hey, ease up, man.
Listen, Tyler. Sometimes you are a real, real questionable individual. I mean that.
I mean that with all
the love I have.
That seems.
But I will have to say.
Seems strong.
It is the dumbest, one of the dumbest things in sports. Like, if we list the top 10 dumbest things in sports, this stupid-ass rule that the New York Yankees have, that you have to, that you can't have any facial hair except for a mustache, and that your hair has to be a certain length. Like that time when you were experimenting, Clint, and you had the little long hair when you were rolling right out of your time going to Dallas. Like, you couldn't play for the Yankees. Like, you can't have dreads and play for the Yankees, like long dreads. Like, Ficky can't play for the Yankees. Like, if Ficky was cold as hell as a second baseman, now he's not, but if he was cold as hell as a second baseman, Ficky not only can't have the color of his hair that way, but he can't play because his hair is too long.
Why'd you put Ficky at second base?
Because he's the same height as Altuve.
Ficky feels like a second baseman. I mean, okay, 713-572-416.
He's got a catcher.
Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, where would you – oh, you got him, Yogi Berra? If you had to guess, gun to your head, heart, or scrotum, and to the ladies out there, gun to your head, heart, or ovaries, where would you say you would believe Figgy would – what position he'd play in baseball? I mean, Figgy looks like a second baseman, point guard.
I got you catching or third, man.
Running back.
Thicker body, man. I got you blocking.
I got you taking
just a heater off the chest at third base and picking it up and showing off the arm strength.
Come on.
This guy's got you Altuve in that thing from shallow right field.
I got you Chuck Knobloch. I got you second base. I got you Craig Biggio. I got you at second base. Come on, Tyler. If you're not said Figgy, what position you got Figgy at?
Second base.
Easy.
Yeah.
Come on, dog. What you got him at first?
And there ain't no shame in it. I played second base.
Well, you're a lot taller, but there ain't no shame in that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But honestly.
He's not a lot taller either, Figgy. Y'all's pumped. Figgy, I don't like the way y'all are talking. Come on, man. He ain't a lot taller than Figgy.
Stop.
And by the way, you ain't got but about an inch on Fig.
First off, I do have more than an inch on Figgy. And I'm not saying I'm not that much taller than Figgy. I mean, yes. It's like you saying, I mean, Ron ain't that much bigger than Tyler. No, yeah, I am.
Yeah, that's just facts.
No, Tyler, is he taller than you?
I'm talking about wider.
Who? Oh, well, I mean, yeah.
I got Figgy by a solid half a foot, at least.
Yeah, he's got Figgy good.
Half a foot.
He got half a foot. But no, seriously, I've been waiting, and I don't – like, I knew Garrett Cole. I knew he wouldn't be the one to do it. I want somebody – to play for the Yankees and just tell them to go to hell. No, I'm gonna wear a goatee. You can't wear a beard. It's 2024. Caleb Williams is painting his fingernails. You can't wear a beard.
I mean, you're a rule breaker. You're a rule breaker. You have problems.
It's a stupid rule.
That's fine, but it's not your rule. It's a Yankees rule. And if you're gonna play for the Yankees and wear the pinstripes and make the money, you just keep your ass in between the lines.
And sit your ass at home in October.
$250 million. Well, along with that $250 million.
I'm just telling you. I agree.
When Jason Giambi went there and he cut all that off, I was hot. Oh, I was hot.
Yeah, I mean, look.
It's the stupidest thing ever. They're still doing that in 2024. They did it in the 70s.
Stupid may be a little bit strong.
Horace Gump once said, stupid is as stupid does.
You can't even wear a goatee, Clint. You can only have a mustache.
Look, I mean, it's the
rule. Aaron can't play for it.
It's the rules of the clubhouse, man.
I got a message for those Yankee turds.
I mean, it just is what it is. You gotta lean into it, man. Everybody falls in line.
You gotta allow people to be more than
no
than Parkers walking around.
You need to be a Yankee. If you're going to play in New York.
Like, Clint, you're close to it. Clint, you are close to it. You're 2 days away from not being able to get on the field.
Let me tell you what. If I was wearing them pinstripes, I'd have this thing clean as a baby's butt. I'd have this thing tightened up.
That 7 o'clock shadow you got,
wouldn't
you
be, wouldn't be a hair on my head. I may go Sean Pendergast on that ass. I may go ball-headed. Y'all don't like for hair around here? Cool. I'm taking it all off.
I don't know who it is in baseball that would do it.
I just want somebody
to stand up to this. To stop this silliness of the Yankees. But Garrett Cole, he is out for the season.
Somebody said Parker's in about mid-year this year, they're going to outlaw facial hair at Sports Radio 610.
I guess I'll be looking for another job.
For the host, Tyler. I mean, they don't.
He's worried, the talent.
Well, Well, yeah, I didn't say that. You did. I specifically said host.
Wouldn't we all be screwed?
Well, I mean, I'm just –
actually, I think I'm the only one who has facial.
It's the guys that get out in public, you know, Tyler. They don't – for whatever reason, you are handcuffed to that chair.
Yeah. Just by my lonesome up here at Sports Radio 610.
You get out here repping 610, man, you better get no facial hair. That's what I heard. That's why I cut all my beard off a couple weeks ago when I was growing it out.
That's not what Parker and Sarah are about.
I'll tell you right now. You don't want to see
them. They let you be yourself.
Yeah, let you be yourself.
They let you be yourself.
Yeah.
Now, you can't say the T word like you tried to say on the air.
I can't talk about them.
But they'll let you have a little facial hair.
By the way, I've thought a lot about that since.
Does that annoy you?
Of all things that we can't say on the radio.
Go for speed or for comfort?
Of all the things that we can't say on the radio.
Yeah, you can't say it, man.
You wrote a book.
I mean, I was 6 years old watching Skinamax through my eyelids.
I know you were.
When Dad thought I was asleep trying to see one, man, and now we can't even say it on the radio?
Maybe Tyler and Cheryl will do some research. I just know I got in major trouble when I start saying the first name of 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz' original name was the T word for breast boy. And I got in trouble. Can't say it.
Man, I'm just telling you.
Now, I like how you try to get out of it because it's a shoe.
It is a shoe in the hill country. We used to buy them out of a little red caboose that they sold them out in New Braunfels. Right across the street from Guadalupe Shoots, man. Go in there and get you some. I guess I can't say it.
Some of them shoes. Some of them shoes right there. Go get you some of those, huh? Get you some of those.
Yeah,
right.
some titties. They're shoes, man.
Look out there, Tyler.
Oh, I got the dump button. It's all good.
Titty.
They're shoes,
okay,
Tyler.
Okay, and another one. All right. Good thing I'm at the station.
That's my hey, Ron was telling y'all he wanted to push the limits. He's trying to get the Yankees fired.
Hold on, so.
Someone said for $300 million, Ron would wax a third eye. Nope.
There ain't no doubt.
$300 million. Nah, hey, if you willing to pay me $300 million, I'm going to push it. That mean I got options. I'm pushing it,
hey,
dog.
For $300 million,
I get to wear.
What is that? What is that?
I'm wearing a full.
What
beard.
Is that? Some people have when they don't grow hair on their face. We had a basketball player at Arkansas had it.
What, alopecia?
Alopecia. Ron would look like he had alopecia for $300 million.
Nah, I would. Speaking of Jada Pickett Smith coming up.
Does she have it?
Yeah, she did.
Does she really?
That's what led to Chris Rock.
I thought she had alopecia.
Keep your name out my wife's
keep
name out your mouth.
Name, yeah.
All right, coming up. Listen, we've talked a lot about Framber, and he's getting the ball today. But there's somebody else that needs to have a day. There's somebody else who needs to look good today. We'll discuss that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
It's opening day, H-Town. Live from Tom's Watch Bar downtown. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here at Tom's Watch Bar, man. It's a great, great spot. Tyler was here earlier. Damn it, I hope you guys got in here to see him. It's been a good time. He's obviously, of course, had to leave. I will say, Tyler, the boss has been listening. And Tyler's wife, that Tyler's wife yelling in the background, folks.
Atta girl.
Just let it go. Anyway... But our boss just let us know, Clint, because of Clint's decision to say the word fun bags with a T, I might have to enforce a no facial hair policy.
Which affects me more than anyone.
It affects me. I'm a facial hair person as well. And listen, I just say this, Parker, that's not what you're about. That's not you. You're inclusive. You allow people to express themselves. All right? You allow us to. And I'm just saying that's not you.
And I know you weren't on Park Street back in the day, but I got a feeling you were watching Cinemax with one eye closed, acting like you were asleep.
Through all that static.
I don't think so.
Oh, I guarantee you.
No,
there's a good chance Parker's father wasn't watching that, so he could peek through one eye.
I don't think so.
So, I mean, I don't think so.
I remember my mom slipped up and got HBO.
Oh, Teresa was watching Late night HBO.
She held off for a long time. She didn't want any of those channels in there. She held off for a long time, but then there was some show called Laurel Avenue that she really wanted to see, and she went ahead and got that HBO. But she didn't know that real sex came with HBO as well. Boner alert.
Oh, so there it is.
I was downstairs in that basement. Said, what is this?
So
what,
when Ron
what
was...
What is this taxi cab confession?
So when Ron was...
What is this?
Taxi cab confession.
Come on, so when, I feel like Parker may have been at home like
when,
that.
When Ron was,
came late on him.
When Ron was breaking the law selling VHS pornos, it all
yep, that
started...
Was, it started with real
it
sex.
It all started with Teresa getting HBO and you watching real sex.
And real quick, is that breaking the law written
it's
out?
It's crazy how things work, man, huh?
That's breaking the law written out a few movies?
I would say... Profiting off of a movie or a CD that you didn't.
I don't know that is.
Piracy is not a victimless crime, bro.
I don't think you're right there. It's kind of like
burning the CD and then selling it when the burners came out. It's illegal.
My dad purchased them. Now, I borrowed them / stole them from him. My dad purchased them. And then I sold him $5 5 days.
It don't matter.
Rented him $5
you don't,
five
you don't
days.
Get
I don't
to,
think that's
like,
illegal.
Just because you purchased a VHS porno don't mean you can turn around and sell 40 copies of it legally.
You can rent it. Rent it out
even
$5
better,
5 days.
Even better. You profited multiple times.
How often would they return them, though? Were your
Paul
customers
D,
loyal?
I ain't going to put Paul's last name out there, but Paul D, that he was somebody that had to really get on. He tried to push his 5 days, 6 or 7 days, like, Paul, man, I'm going to need it back.
I got a waiting list, Paul. Get it back over here, man.
Paul's a really good inside linebacker for us.
Yeah. Bring it back all sticky.
Blow off a little steam.
No, I did. All right. Hey, listen.
Teresa. I see you, Teresa.
She had no idea they was in that microwave oven. All right. All right. Opening day here, Clint. Listen, we've talked about Framber a lot. Framber gets the ball a lot today. And listen, I said this yesterday. Many of you are lying through your teeth if you are not at least a bit concerned or a little nervous about what you're about to see from Framber and what he's going to do.
That's the shoes, man. My mom just sent it to me.
Thank you.
It's T-I-D-D-I-E-S.
Yeah, not T-I-T-T. Yeah.
That's the shoes.
Are you ready to hone in on this?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Here we go. I'm ready to hone in on this. We've talked about Framber a lot.
Here we go.
I want to say this. Hey. I'm going to need this personally, and I feel like there are some Astros fans who are in this place too. I would really like to see Kyle Tucker have a nice day to make me forget about what the hell we witnessed in that postseason. I think it would be nice for Kyle Tucker. I still think people believe in Kyle Tucker. I love that Joe Espada, as he came out today and said, Kyle Tucker and Yordan Alvarez will bat second and third no matter who the pitcher is all season. But if you – the last – what's the last feeling and memory you have of Kyle Tucker, Clint?
The hopeless at-bats that he appeared – I mean, he just looked – you're talking about defeated. I give Jake Myers hell about
– I was going to say, he looked like Jake jumped into his body.
I mean, Jake looked like a whoop puppy, like that puppy you got should look. But Kyle was in a bad spot, man. There's no doubt it was a bad look last year in the playoffs, without a doubt.
I was worried about his next week after that season. Yeah. I think it would behoove him, just for some Astros fans. I don't think people are in any way concerned or nervous or giving up on Kyle Tucker or anything. But for him today, it would be nice to see the Kyle Tucker that we saw the entire season as opposed – to the last, because the last memory of Kyle and Framber Valdez is, oh my God, these are two dudes we were all talking about trying to pay during and before the season, and now I don't know who wants to give him a dollar.
Yeah, well, I was fixing to say let's not stop at Kyle now. I mean, Framber Valdez, like you said, is those two guys could do Astros fans a huge favor today.
You ain't lying.
Let's get this thing started off the right way, and boy, we can feel really good about this year. We can put to bed. Like I hope after today, I don't have to keep revisiting how bad Framber was down the stretch last year in the back half of the season, with the exception of the no hitter, along with how bad he was in the playoffs. Today we can put that stuff to bed. If Framber pitches well today, I won't talk about it again.
Well, I think a lot of us, like if Framber has a, you know, five-inning performance, one run, I think it will wash off potentially.
Sure.
If Kyle Tucker, has a good day, but if Kyle Tucker comes up here 0-for-4 and there are runners in scoring position and guys on base and and they're walking Jordan, and he doesn't do anything, and he hits it to a double player, strikes out, and he doesn't perform, I think immediately you will start to remember the Kyle Tucker struggles from the postseason.
Ryan, you know how many baseball heads out there right now are mad at you for saying that?
Saying
that's
what?
Not how baseball works, Ron.
What?
Kyle Tucker, it's not that easy to go out there and go 3-for-4.
I'm not saying 3-for-4. I'm just saying do something.
I'm with you. Look,
I'm just saying it.
I'm with you.
I'd be fine if he made good contact and they were all outs.
I wouldn't.
I would at least.
I need him to find a hole. I need Kyle Tucker to find a hole.
Just
I need Framber Valdez to settle his ass in.
We got to a place in the American League Championship Series last year, and this is me. I'm not going to speak for others. I think there are some others there, Clint and Tyler. But we got to a place where the ALCS came around, and a guy who finished in the top five of the MVP race, I had no confidence that he was going to get a hit.
Nothing.
I mean, I had no confidence he was coming to the plate that he was going to get a hit. No confidence. I'd rather see Mauricio Dubon at the plate.
You weren't
wrong. Towards the end of that Ranger series, I'd rather have seen that. And he just, as you said, he looked defeated. He looked like he was about to clear out the dugout. Yeah. He looked like he was about to throw balls, bubble gum all over the place.
That's the most concerning thing for me for a baseball player, for a hitter, right? It's everybody goes through a slump. Everybody gets frustrated. Everybody breaks the bat. Everybody, you know, pisses and moans it when you're the ump when you're struggling. You're not seeing it well. It's when that dude we got a fresh at bat now. We ain't even seen a pitch yet. And I look at old buddy, and he looks defeated. That's when that's when I get, like, concerned. And he was – Tucker was there last year. Jake Myers has been there multiple times. I'd like to see that turn today for sure.
Tyler, I swear to God, I did not mean for Jake to be a part of this.
We can't talk about
Astro hitters looking defeated at the plate before they ever see a pitch
Jake,
and not talk about Jake.
Jake had a hot spring, man.
Yeah, he had a hot spring last year.
Tyler,
look at the numbers.
Tyler, don't you ever come out and say that like you believe.
You know I don't. Come on, Jake. Come on. Go to Rake Farm, bro.
Come on, Jake, man.
Khakis off and just go to work.
God, that had so much potential.
It Jake still does.
It does. I mean, we can bring it to life.
Yeah, not Jake. He can bring it to life.
Yeah, that's fair.
He's got to bring it to life.
That's fair. Well, I mean, look, I mean, I've been known to latch on to something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is Jake from Rake Farm. I don't know if it could get any better.
It can't. It's there for him.
We just need him to rake.
You got
to
rake.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Because Jake is shutting it down is what Jake was doing it.
By the way, White Boy Chaz. Having a role that's not like a rotational player, it's big.
Clint, I'm feeling it for Chaz, and we can get into this a bit later as we got a lot as the Astros are going to get going here soon. But Clint,
can we quit with the Chazzy Fizz stuff?
You'll come at me about White Boy Chaz.
I refuse.
If I were White Boy Chaz and somebody called me Chazzy Fizz, I'd quit him. I don't call me that. Like you do show right now,
I think he should come out and is somebody still doing it?
I saw a video this morning of Jake Myers and him who have been splitting time competing with each other for center field time. They're now locker mates side by side, and they both have their role defined. And Jake Myers hit him with the Chazzy Fizz is my locker mate.
See, now I've lost all. I was feeling a little bit better about Jake and maybe what happened. Now I'm back to where I was. Now Jake's calling him Chazzy Fizz.
You'll come at me about White Boy Chaz.
Stop, man.
Everybody tell me about how I thought Bryce Young was a better prospect than CJ, but nobody wants to talk about that White Boy Chaz call, do they?
No, listen, I'm going to tell you this. We talked about it earlier. You said, and I know you were probably looking at the odds. We talked about this months ago. You're looking at the odds, and you said, boy, it's hard to think that Chaz will be able to replicate what he did last year when you're talking about. I think you said it. I think with the fact that he knows he's going to play every day. He knows where he's going to play every day, and it's not like a pressure of, Lord knows if I go 0-for-4, I might miss two or three games in a row.
Yeah.
And I think he's playing a position – that is easy for him too, Right, center field a little bit more. I think he's playing a position that's easy for him. I think we might have a chance to see another step of Chaz.
Look, I hope I'm wrong. I'd love to get a Chaz McCormick jersey with White Boy on the back of it.
I know you would.
I would absolutely love.
He was really good.
At one point, he was top three or top five OPS in the league in center field.
Certainly was on the team.
Oh, yeah. He was up there with Jordan getting hurt. He was leading the team at one point.
Yeah. No, he's something else. All right, coming up, Big Three at three. We'll get you set as we're getting closer, as the season kicks off for the Astros, and an amazing performance last night from your Houston Rockets as they had – maybe their biggest win in years. Biggest win since I've been here, definitely, I would say. Biggest win in years, and Jalen Green has added more to what he has done here lately. We will continue that as we continue rolling here live at Tom's Watch Bar down here, downtown, next to House of Blues. Come on, hang out as we get you ready for opening day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.